ladies and gentlemen, doubt. Let me just get this situated. Hi, gang. It's your girl. Big ol' spidey legs. And, Finna! Haley, talk.
Oh, we're back to the retirement.
No! Wait, was that my bagel?
No, it was mine. Oh. Asshole.
Thank God. Remember that one time? Sorry, real fast. Remember that one time we were in the car and Jackson had the coffee?
Yeah, well, that's funny.
Alright, go.
I'm not going to explain that story. I don't even remember it that well. Anyways, so...
Gang-a-lang-a-lang-long.
Yeah. Rebecca and I were talking about Harry Potter.
Harry Potter?
Sorry.
Continue.
So, Rebecca and I were huge Harry Potter nerds, huge Harry Potter heads.
Is that what they're called?
No. It's
Potter heads? Not really.
Pot heads?
Pot. That's good.
Yeah. In like fourth grade and fifth grade.
The neck of it was fourth, but I get your sentiment.
No, yeah, in fifth grade we were still, like, holding on by a string, you know?
Yeah.
I read all the books in 6 months.
That's a lot for a fourth
that's
grader.
That's a lot for a fourth grader, considering the fact that I'm very dyslexic and ADD, and I wasn't diagnosed yet. So I was very much into that.
Yeah.
Very much into Harry Potter.
Yeah. But... The point being.
Yeah. The point being, we were talking about Harry Potter before we got in the car.
Yeah.
Rebecca and I were potheads. But in fourth grade, that's like 10 years ago. No, it's not.
10 years
ago? We were 10, and that was 7 years ago.
Yeah.
So my memory's a little rusty, but please just sit back, relax, and enjoy our commentary on why Harry Potter was. A little cuckoo. A little kooky. Just a wee.
Not the character, but the book.
But the book.
There were some plot holes.
Yeah.
Okay? Like, for instance, the fact that Harry Potter, at the age of, like, zero, killed...
No. That's not a plot hole.
I'm about to get to it. That's not a plot hole, obviously.
I thought you were going to be, like, an asshole and be like, it just doesn't make sense.
At the age of zero, killed, like, the biggest threat to the only threat to the wizarding world.
Yeah.
And then, flash
Fair
forward,
ISIS.
Like, 14 years.
Yeah.
And the kid can't get a date to the dance!
Yeah, okay, so...
Could you imagine?
So you're familiar with, what's the fourth book called? Goblet of Fire.
Goblet of Fire.
And the Goblet of Fire. A classic book of literature. So, this book...
This novel. Okay.
This biography tries to convince us that Harry Potter couldn't get a date to the dance. Like, he asked, like, what?
I know. Think about this.
So, okay, his resume is already pretty good.
It's pretty stacked.
Yeah. Just, like, even as an infant, he killed, like...
He did what, like... grown-ups were trying to do.
Yeah. He's killed Voldemort twice by the time he's 14.
Yeah.
If you count the first book. And then he gets...
No, first book, and then the second book he kills, like, young Voldemort?
Yeah, in the second book he kills Voldemort again.
So, three times. Thrice! He kills Voldemort thrice by the fourth book, okay?
Third book, he gets... And then he's also, like... The Quidditch person, he's, like, the golden snitch guy, which is, like, huge. Like, everyone loves them.
Right, they're like, oh, yay, sports.
He also has gotten Gryffindor, like, a million points at the last second and has got Gryffindor to win every time.
Yeah.
Like, that's something that if a school had a lot of school spirit, like Hogwarts, I think would definitely carry a lot of weight.
Yeah.
Don't you?
Like, the kids know... The kid's no Neville Longbottom.
I was about to say that. He's no Neville, you know?
Right? Like, think... Can you... can you comprehend how crazy that is?
Like,
the kid is, like, a legend.
He is. He is.
And for some godforsaken reason, he couldn't get a date to the dance?
Yeah.
Like, that being said,
I remember that being, like, 3 chapters an issue where he can't get a date to the dance. And, like, I, a 10-year-old, was like, what? Of course he could. This is Panda Rank.
Yeah, like, oh, he's just like us.
No, and it's like, no, but he isn't. Like, you know, we need, like, a hero. You know?
Yeah, like, I thought, logistically, I wouldn't go with Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't, but I would, like, make someone.
Yeah.
You know? Like, it would definitely be a little bit of talk.
Yeah.
Like,
Harry Potter. Can you do your Big Mouth voice?
Oh, right. So those of you who are unfamiliar with Big Mouth,
we've talked about Big Mouth on the pod before.
This is the old...
Oh, wait. Can we call our fans podheads?
Podheads. I love it.
Yeah. Okay. Merch dropping soon.
Merch dropping soon. Alright, so this is the old hormone monster.
Rick.
All right, brother.
This is not good.
I'll start and double, brother.
That's good.
All right, brother.
Okay, so, yeah. Just insanity, really.
All right, brother.
And why wouldn't Hermione, like, help him out and just go with Ron or Harry?
Because she got asked by, like, Derek. Derek? What was his name? Derek?
No. The Hungarian.
Yeah.
I know, but, like, she could have been like, sorry,
no,
both of my friends are boys. Both of my friends are boys. She could have helped them out. You know, she could have been like, hey, I have friends who are girls. Like, I think she did. I think this is what ended up happening. I don't remember.
It was crazy. That was ludicrous.
Yeah.
Wait, what is it?
Featuring ludicrous.
Yeah, Pitbull featuring ludicrous. Yeah, so... That's what I've been feeling recently. I've seen 3 Teslas.
Yeah.
And, no, 4 Teslas. I've seen 4 Teslas.
Holy crap.
Holy crap. I can't do a British accent.
I can do, like, some words.
I have a question.
But, like, a very, like...
So, to fill y'all in...
When is Luna introduced? Luna Lovegood?
5th?
Luna Lovegood.
5th? 4th?
I think it's the 5th.
5th or 4th?
5th. I can do, like... Have you seen, like, Cody and Noelle's, like, series where they play Love Island? The Love Island game?
No.
Oh, okay. I can do, like, a British accent like that. Like a really bad, like, Cockney accent.
Okay, so, remember when we did Parent Trap? Did you do a British accent?
I think I did. Rebecca and I did Parent Trap in our camp production. The Parent Trap. And it was inspired by us, because we're
but
twins.
That's not that impressive.
That's not that impressive. But that's kind of impressive, considering, like,
we were
second years have no weight at camp.
Yeah. We were really cute.
Yeah, we were very cute.
I was, like, really cute.
Yeah. And Rebecca and I learned all of our lines. Ever since that play, everyone has had, like, cards.
Like, I learned that shit.
Yeah, we learned it.
Can
yeah.
Really
Rebecca and I were a regular Bette Midler.
Who's that Jew?
The lady Jew?
Barbara Streisand?
No.
The one who's on Broadway a lot.
Oh, I know
who you're
talking about. Patty?
Yeah. Patty LuPone. We're a regular Patty LuPone.
Patty.
But, you know. That's what I've been feeling recently. There's really not much else to talk. Oh, right! We've been really hyping this up. I guess the thing is, I'm just gonna say it.
No.
The more we talk about it, the less cool it's gonna sound.
I know, that's the point.
Oh, okay. At this point, it just feels like a bit.
Yeah. What if we just continue to do it?
And then just, like, never say what it is?
Yeah.
No.
Fans deserve better. Fans deserve more. For they are potheads. Is that even a saying, pothead?
Yeah. Okay, I just wanted to make sure that you didn't, like, make that up and it sounded, like, true.
Everything's ahead. Meth head, crack head.
Okay. Just come out and say it, Haley.
No. Let me just finish eating my bagel.
This is some ASMR.
Yeah.
Someone's gotta talk.
Do you see that clip on Twitter of, like, all the girls from Riverdale, like, dancing for Archie in jail?
Huh?
Yeah. Archie goes to jail in Riverdale. We need to finish the second season, like, for real. Because I love that show.
There's nothing that I love more than hate watching.
Yeah. We're hate watching it with our cousin. And then...
for like 7 hours by accident.
I don't think so. I think it's for like 3 hours. I think we're exaggerating. But it was like in June. I don't remember. But... and we're like, yeah, we'll continue watching it. And we just never did. Is that an adult? Yeah.
Anyways, go off, sis. What about this clip of them dancing?
It's just like, Archie goes to jail? It's very surprising.
Is he wearing, like, a uniform? Like, what kind of jail?
The caption was, the River Vixens dancing for Archie in jail. So, I'm gonna...
once again... spoiler for Fight Club...
but I think that the end of Riverdale...
no. There's no way that that happens.
I think it is.
Why else would Archie go to jail?
He's... the dude who kills everyone.
No. No.
We have to finish it. That's what I think it's like.
Like, the show would get so much better if they did that, and they're not gonna do that. It's gonna be some rando.
But why would he go to jail?
Falsely accused. Haley, there's so many reasons why he would go to jail. Okay. Like, falsely accused for the thousands of illegal things that they do in that town.
Yeah. In that town.
Riverdale.
And it's like Cole Sprouse's voice being like, this town is a town of secrets. Lies. Incest. People being pregnant for 2 years. Like, the day that show gets canceled, all my sinners stand up and say hallelujah. Right, guys?
Mm-hmm.
You know, Panic at the Disco, Brendon Urie, came out with a new album.
Huh?
Oh, if you come out with an album 2 years after your most recent album, when you have a streak of waiting, like, 8 years between each of your albums, that makes you a sellout.
Yeah.
That makes you someone who knows that your career is going down the toilet.
Huh.
And if I have any Panic at the Disco heads... no, just kidding. If you listen to Panic at the Disco, please stop listening to this. We just can't be associated with it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for true.
Oh, you
we all had a Panic at the Disco stage.
Yeah, even if it lasted like 3 weeks.
Yeah, I had a Panic at the Disco stage. It lasted like literally less than 3 weeks.
Yeah.
It was a very
and it wasn't even a stage. Like, I didn't even know that there was other people in the band. I don't even know if there is.
I think I followed Brendon Urie.
Yeah.
And that was about it.
But he never posts, so it doesn't even really count. Where are my headphones?
Can we end this? I want to, like, not talk anymore. And have another cliffhanger? Let's just say it then.
No! No! Rebecca, I need to use your headphones.
No.
I need them for ASL.
I'll give them to you later in the day.
Oh my god. This is my worst nightmare. But did I leave them in the car?
They're probably just, like, in your room.
No, oh my god. Yeah, we're going to end this. One more cliffhanger.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.